paragraph Dalid. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is also tied into a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 38, where Dovid HaMelech says, Libi Scharchar, my heart is going around in circles, confusion. Azovani Koichi, I feel my strength dissipating. Vayinakshu mevakshe nafshi vedorshe roosi dibru havois umirmois kolayoim yehgu. And then he mentions all the conflicts that he's having, all those that are seeking to bring him down and seeking to harm him all day. And he says, Va'ani kecheresh lo yeshma ucheileim lo yiftach piv. And I am like a deaf person who doesn't hear, and like a mute who doesn't open his mouth. Vo'ehi ke'isha sheloi shomea, I act like a person who doesn't hear anything at all. Ve'ein bepiv toichochos, and who has no response to come back at these enemies with his mouth. Ayin shom kol hamizmor. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look at that entire chapter in Tehillim, chapter 38, which all revolves around this topic. Hainu kanal. This again goes back to what we were discussing before. Kishemizgabrim habilbulim ma'oid ma'oid. When the confusion and these outside thoughts are working very hard against the person, they're really battling the person and trying to block him from concentrating on his tefillah or Torah or whatever mitzvah he wants to do. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, libi secharchar, my heart is, my thoughts are going around in circles. Ve'ein koyach bohodom lamoid kenegdom, and the person cannot stand up against these thoughts. Me'oitzim hagolus, because the person is in a major spiritual exile. Bibichinas, as Dovid HaMelech says there, azovani koichi, I feel very weak, my strength has left me. Azai, when a person is in that predicament, ikar atzosoi hu bechinas vani kecheresh leyeshma, the best advice for that person is to make himself like a deaf person who doesn't hear anything. Voehi keisha sheloi shomea, dahainu sheyases atzmoi keenoi shomea. He should make himself as if he doesn't hear. He should make believe that he doesn't know anything about these thoughts. He's ignoring it completely. V'lo yistakel achreim, not to look at them at all. V'lo yoshev aleim bedaitoi klal, and not to respond to these thoughts, even in his mind. Zero response. Kidei shelo yizgabru chas v'sholem b'yoser, said the thoughts shouldn't get even stronger against him. K'moy shekosov shom, as the pasuk says there, ki l'cho Hashem hoicholti, because Hashem, my hope is only in you. Atosane, you will respond to this Hashem, not me. Ki omarti pen yismechuli, because I say to myself, maybe my enemies are going to rejoice about my downfall. Ki ani letzela nochoin, ki avoini agid. Dovid HaMelech, throughout this chapter of Tehillim, is accepting blame on himself. He's saying, all of this I know is really my fault. It's all the result of my sins, etc. Because as a result of my many sins, and that's what causes all of these extraneous thoughts and all of this confusion to disturb me during my learning. Then, when this happens, any response I'm going to try to give to these thoughts, v'lamoid kenegdom, and to stand up against them, al yideze yizgabru chas v'shalom yoyser v'yoyser, they'll get even stronger. It'll be worse. It'll make things worse. Al kein, therefore, tzrichim rak lihyoiz kecheresh lo yishma v'chulu, the only solution is ignoring it, ignoring them completely, v'lo yistakel achreim klal, not to look at it at all, and then you'll see that it'll stop by itself. Paragraph Hey. V'zeb b'chinas. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a little major discussion about what the Jewish people went through in Egypt and when we left Egypt. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie that into what each and every single one of us goes through when we try to leave the Yetzirah, when we try to escape from our Mitzrayim, from our exile. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Yoinosi b'chagvei hasela b'seser hamadrega. Hashem says, my beautiful dove, referring to the Jewish people, are between the rocks. Upirish Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, Ze Nemar, that this pasuk is referring to Al Oysa Shor Sherodav Paroi Achrim, when Paroi was chasing after the Jewish people, after we had left Egypt, Vihi Sigam, and he caught up with us, Chaynim Al Hayam, when we were resting by the water, by the Red Sea. The Ein Mokoim Lonus Lifneim, the Jews had nowhere to run, to go, keep going straight, Mipnei Hayam, because the Red Sea was in front of them. Veloy lehi ponois, they couldn't turn to the sides or anything, Mipnei Chayos Rois, because they were in the desert and they were surrounded by snakes, scorpions, all kinds of destructive forces. Lemo hoyu daimen bois ashur, what could they be compared to at that moment? Rashi HaKadosh says, Leyoina, to a dove, Sheboirachas Mipnei Hanetz, which is trying to escape a bird of prey that's trying to destroy, to kill this dove. V'nichneso l'nekike hasloim. So where does the dove escape? It escapes into a hole among the rocks. The dove is much smaller than that large bird of prey, so it flies into between these rocks into a little hole over there, and it figures now it's going to escape this nates. V'hoyo hanochosh noishef bo. Suddenly it hears a snake, a poisonous snake, hissing at it. Tikones lefnim. Now what does the dove do? Should it try to go in further? Hare anochosh, the snake is there. Teitze lechutz, should it try to go out to leave the area of the snake? Hare anetz. It's got this bird, this vulture or whatever bird of prey it is, that wants to kill it. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says to the dove, and Hashem says to the Jewish people at that point in time, Harini Yasmarayich. Now let me see you. Now let me see who you are. Let me see you at this, at such a point of distress and emergency. Let's see what your response is. Show me es kishroin pa'ulaseich. Let's see the worthiness of your action, of your response. Lemi at poina beis tzora. Who do you turn to at a time of distress like this, at an emergency like this? Hashmi'ini es koilech. The pasuk continues, Hashem says, let me hear you. Let me hear you scream. And what is the Jewish response? Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem kanal. We see, what did the Jews do there in that crisis? They cried out to Hashem kanal, as we mentioned. V'chol inyan ze oiver al kol odom bo'eis sheroitze lichnois b'avoydes Hashem. We mention this all the time, that the Torah is not a history book, and it's not a storybook either. The word Torah is miloshen horah, to teach. Every single story that appears in the Torah is related to us in our generation, in our times, and it's teaching us how to relate to our problems, to our personal crises. So here, Rav Nosson Zal says that what the Jewish people went through when they left Egypt, every single one of us today experiences similar situation when we want to try to come close to Hashem. The Yetzirah and all of his armies chase after the person with all different types of chasings, meaning the Yetzirah has a whole bag of assorted tricks and all kinds of ways how he's going to go after the person and prevent the person from succeeding in coming close to Hashem. V'chol koichom machmas hadinim. And the whole power of the Yetzirah comes from the Midas Hadin, the judgment of Hashem, which has been created as a result of our sins, as a result of things that the person does wrong. When a Jew commits sins or does terrible things, he brings a Midas Hadin upon himself. He brings the judgment of Hashem upon himself. And it's that judgment of Hashem that energizes the Yetzirah. That's the fuel that the Yetzirah uses to combat the person. And a result of this powerful judgment that's going against the Jew, that's going against the person, as the Gemara says, that any Jew who tries to become righteous down below on earth, he makes a decision that he wants to correct his misdeeds, he wants to do tshuva, he wants to start coming close to Hashem. So in heaven also, they try to set things right. They judge the person at that point in time to see, is he worthy to come close or not? Or do we have to put up certain obstacles, certain barriers, to make it a fair fight, in a sense, to give the person free choice? And as a result of this judgment of Hashem, again, the Gemara said that when a person decides that they want to change their ways, they want to do tshuva, they want to stop committing sins, stop doing bad things, they want to come close to Hashem, there's a judgment that takes place in heaven to judge, to see whether the person is worthy, whether Hashem wants to bring the person close. And it's from that judgment, from that Midas Hadin, that the Yetzirah draws energy to try to use all of his powers to block the person from coming close to Hashem. In what form does he block him? By putting all kinds of obstacles, suffering, confusion in the person's way. And it's exactly the same type of scenario as when the Jews left Egypt. From behind them, the Egyptians were chasing them. In front of them, there was the raging sea. And on both sides, there were snakes and scorpions and all kinds of wild animals in the desert. To the point where the Jews were surrounded on all sides. There was no escape from any direction. As in the mashal that Rashi HaKadosh gives of the dove who's trying to escape the bird that wants to kill it, and it's got the snake in front of it and it's in the rocks. It umamish bechinois elu oivrim al kol odom horoitzel lichnois bavoides Hashem isborach. And Rav Nosson Zal says it's this exact scenario that each and every single Jew who wants to come close to Hashem is faced with. Because a Jew who up until a certain point was not religious, was doing sins, was doing all kinds of bad things, and now suddenly the person wants to leave that path and they want to go on a new path, that Jew is experiencing Yitzias Mitzrayim. He wants to leave his personal Mitzrayim. Ki Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because when we speak about the Jews leaving Egypt, what it was really all about was leaving a place of impurity and trying to enter into a state of purity. From the impurity, the defilement, and the filth, the spiritual filth of Paro in the Egyptians, Likidushas v'taharas Yisrael, to try to enter into the holiness and purity of the Jewish people. K'maisha Kosov, as the Pasuk says clearly, Bohitziach o'esa'om mi'mitzrayim, when you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will take the Jews out of Egypt, ta'avdu ne'se'olikim al'horazeh, they will serve Hashem on this mountain. So we see that that's what Yitzias Mitzrayim was all about. It was about leaving a place where they couldn't really serve Hashem properly and coming to a new place where they would serve Hashem properly. And this exact scenario has to repeat itself regarding each and every individual in every generation that wants to try to have a personal Yetzias Mitzrayim, that wants to get out of his tumah, his yetzahara, and wants to come close to Hashem. U'kemoisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara tells us, b'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liros es atzmoi kihilu hu yotza mitzrayim, that in each and every single generation, when a Jew is celebrating Pesach, he's supposed to see it as if he himself was leaving Mitzrayim. So we see that Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just something that took place 3,000 years ago. It's something that every Jew has to realize, that every one of us goes through this in our time. U'kishebechinas paroi u'mitzrayim sheheim hasitra achra v'chayeloisov roid v'machar hodom bebilbulim u'machshovois rois rabois moid. And when paroi and the Egyptians, which represent the sitra achra, the other side, when they are chasing after the person with bilbulim, with all kinds of confusion and bad thoughts, tremendous amount of an avalanche of bad thoughts and everything, and the person feels as if they're surrounded on all sides. There's no escape. I can't get away from this junk. Because the person feels themselves being persecuted and pursued and surrounded on all sides with all kinds of suffering. He's got human opposition. He's got his parents, his wife, this one, that one. They're persecuting him. They're fighting him. And he's got physical pride. He's got financial pride. All kinds of things that he's struggling with. Azai, when a person realizes they're in that kind of predicament, im yirtze lehistakel achorov, if that person looks back, if he looks at these enemies, if he looks at all of this stuff, bevada yizgabru chas v'shalom yoyser kanal, they'll get even stronger. If they see that he's looking at them, they're going to say, "Ah, let's get him." Al kein, therefore, ein takona, there is no solution other than kiim sheyitza kelashem imokom asherushom, other than for the person to cry out to Hashem from the position that they're in, from the predicament that they're in. And not to look back at all, not to look at all of these things, at his previous life, at all the things that are pursuing him now and trying to tackle him.